News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Five local authorities in England have banned pavement smoking outside pubs, restaurants and cafes as part of a push to become smoke-free by 2030. With Irish hospitality reopening, is it now time for us to follow suit? Well, to discuss this further, we're joined by Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Institute. Professor Clancy, is this something you would support?
Well, absolutely, and have supported it. I've written about this since the beginning of the pandemic, and published in the Irish Times, Irish Medical Times and other international journals, that we should never go back to having smoking areas outside. If you remember, when smoke-free came in, there was a kind of a compromise. It was thought that, well, there's some people who just cannot manage without a cigarette, and if they go outside and there's no food and there's no serving of them and they just have an area, and okay, there's no safe level of secondhand smoke, but they need somewhere, and this was allowed. But then it became something quite different, and people went out with their friends. Non-smokers went out with their friends and were exposed. And the facts are still that there is no safe level, and there are definitely increased levels in these areas. And the idea that you would do this where there was food, I can't believe it, and I can't understand that this isn't a direction from NPHET. I mean, public health would demand that there must not be smoking where there's food and where there are other people and where there are non-smokers who could and will be damaged by it.
Are there places that where food is served outdoors that you can smoke still?
Yes, you can see this happening. I don't know that it's allowed. I assumed that when the pubs opened again, that they'd be so glad to open that there'd be no question of them allowing people to smoke in the outside areas. But you can see on the pavements and so on, people are smoking and seem to be indifferent to the needs of others. So we have a lot of research now. When it came in, we didn't know as much. But we now know that the levels outside are not negligible and they do cause damage. And for instance, we recently published on asthmatics who were in an outside area before the lockdown, before the pandemic. And their breathing test was diminished 24 hours after their exposure. And during the exposure, they had changes in breathing and the levels of secondhand smoke were high. So there's no doubt the levels are up and it causes damage.
There will be people say, look, this is persecuting smokers. You know, the decision was made to remove smokers from bars and restaurants. Okay, that's right and that's fair enough. But like, they have to be able to smoke somewhere. And outdoors, sure, you know, they're hardly be doing too much damage outdoors. And this is going too far.
Well, it's amazing to me, you know, we watch this pandemic and we see that there's terrible mortality. So far, maybe 4,000 people. During that time, at least 7,000 people have died from smoking-related diseases, something that's entirely preventable. We're restricting freedoms to protect against COVID, which is only partly effective. This could be really effective and is really effective and is causing greater mortality. And yet there seems to be some sort of resistance to bring it in. I cannot believe that NPHET do not say or mandate that they don't have smoking in outside areas.
Forest Ireland have released a statement saying that smokers should be considerate to those around them, but that further regulations are not needed. And they say pubs and bars must be allowed to choose their own policy on smoking in outdoor areas. What say you to that?
Well, I think that the time that we take our public health advice from Forest could be long gone. You know, why bother having NPHET or health committees or specialists when we could get our information from Forest? They have never agreed to anything that has curtailed smoking, even though their own members are dying of it. And now some of them have stopped smoking themselves. It's a nonsense. They know that it should be restricted, that you should not harm other people with your smoke, and yet they seem to think it's okay. So I would say, please, let's not take our public health advice from Forest.
Okay, we will leave it there. Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Institute, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.